When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with the Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, April 14th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Riot police in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota fired flashbang grenades at hundreds of protesters gathered outside the police department on Tuesday night for the third straight night of demonstrations over the killing of Dante Wright. The National Guard moved in to disperse protesters before a 10 p.m. curfew. Video from the scene also showed troopers from the Minnesota State Patrol firing projectiles at the crowd. It became so intense that one woman from a nearby apartment building reportedly shouted out the window to beg police to stop firing tear gas, saying it was coming into her apartment where her children were. Police made several arrests after demonstrators refused to leave. Joel Greenberg is said to have been just spilling information to investigators about Representative Matt Gaetz's dealings since last year. Greenberg is a former Florida tax official whose sex trafficking case is said to have sparked a federal investigation into Gaetz. Reportedly, Greenberg has already provided investigators with information about cash for sex schemes that he and the Florida congressman were allegedly involved in with numerous women. Authorities are now looking into those alleged schemes, particularly with regard to a 17-year-old girl with whom Gaetz is accused of having a sexual relationship. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina did on Tuesday what he seems to do best, be critical. He complained that President Joe Biden's commitment to fully withdraw all American troops from Afghanistan by September will supposedly pave the way for another 9/11. The new date set by Biden actually pushes back the original deadline of May 1st that was first established by former President Trump. Graham, a fierce Trump ally, privately lobbied the ex-president last year to leave a small residual force in Afghanistan amid peace agreements with the Taliban, an argument he restated on Tuesday night during an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox News. The senator said, quote, "Afghanistan is going to deteriorate pretty rapidly. Al-Qaeda and ISIS are going to come back." Moderna has cited new data showing its coronavirus vaccine is still more than 90% effective, up to 6 months after a person has received their second shot. The vaccine was found to be 95% effective at stopping severe cases of COVID-19 and more than 90% effective overall, starting 2 weeks after the second dose. Earlier initial results put the vaccine's effectiveness at 94%. The company also cited data from studies that appeared to show progress with its variant-specific vaccine candidates. The company's CEO said, quote, "The new preclinical data on our variant-specific vaccine candidates give us confidence that we can proactively address emerging variants. Moderna will make as many updates to our COVID-19 vaccine as necessary until the pandemic is under control." Nearly 25 years after Cal Polytechnic freshman Kristen Smart vanished following a frat party, a man who's been named as a primary suspect in her disappearance has been arrested and charged with her murder. Paul Flores, who walked Smart home from the party and was the last person to see her alive in 1996, was taken into custody on Tuesday. Flores's 80-year-old father has also been arrested and charged with accessory after the fact. Authorities have not yet recovered Smart's body, but the search will continue. A group of students in Parker County, Texas, are facing disciplinary action after they took part in a pretend slave trade auction in a Snapchat group. Reportedly, one student said that he would buy another student for a dollar, but would pay more, quote, "if his hair wasn't so bad." The school district has punished the students involved for cyberbullying and harassment, but did not specify how they would be punished. Law enforcement was reportedly involved, but no information about whether or not criminal charges were pursued has been released. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.